Yes, we are. We're coming across a lot of people who are, as we named the report, caught between a rock and a hard place with the dual trauma of both mortgage arrears and living in homes with defective concrete blocks and unable to find a way out of it and unable to afford to even get started on finding a way out of it. We're also finding that the solutions that are available to people who aren't living in homes with defective concrete blocks, they're just not available to people in this situation. For example, the mortgage to rent scheme, that's not available to people in because the approved housing bodies aren't able to take part in the scheme. So there's a lot of trauma, a lot of distress for people in this dual situation, and indeed they're other dealing with other life matters that they may be handling as well, such as, you know, bereavement, caring for sick people, young families, you know, all the things that life throws at people in the mix as well. So yeah, it's a horrendous situation for people to be in.
And now, many of the cases that involve DCB that you would be dealing with, they're over the age of 50 years old. And you'd like to think that at that stage in life, this isn't something really you should have to be dealing with. Maybe the thoughts of retirement, you know, you're thinking in around 15 to 20 years that you'll be able to, you know, stop up working and just enjoy the life that you've made. But for these people, that's so far down the line that it's not even a thought that's crossing their mind.
Yeah, it's the amount of money that is needed to get started is enough to put people off even beginning. And if you're making a decision between are you going to get started into the scheme or are you going to pay for your kids going to college, you know, that these are difficult dilemmas. And retirement, there isn't going to be the working time available to people to get finance to help them get through the scheme and have the money up front. One of the recommendations we had was to fund a scheme whereby the building condition assessment could at least be funded up front to get that part of the scheme started. You know, it's a small part. One of the other things that we're looking for within our own office, MABS offices, is dedicated specialists in this area who can provide advice and support to people in this situation as well. So there are 20 recommendations within the report over sort of about six themes. But one of the key recommendations that we're making is the establishment of an overarching body. And we think that's important because it would be statutory and independent, and that it could explain and administer and carry out the scheme on behalf of the state and give people some breathing space that are in arrears or in a risk of being in arrears. And, you know, that they could make determinations on realistic and affordable repayment arrangements and be the primary body to collect and publish data around what people are going through. We're finding that it's very hard to pinpoint exactly the scale of the problem. I think we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg in terms of the amount of people who are struggling with both mortgage arrears and defective concrete blocks. And we want to hear, we think it's central to moving forward and in terms of policy, is hearing from the very people who are affected in this way and not have them keep reinventing the wheel and everybody, you know, learning individually as households instead of collectively. And this is becoming, you know, more of a national problem than a regionalized problem. And this is going to be with us for many, many years. So people need help and they need help now.
And as you said there, I suppose the knowledge is power, and for far too long it's been a guessing game of who's affected by this, what are the you know, consequences of it. We're seeing some more reports come out now, like the ones with yourselves and the ones being done in Ulster University.
Yes.
Is there any recommendations in terms of seeing ways of collecting data in your report?
We do call for that collection of data. We would like to see this overarching body collate report, collate data from different locations. So say maybe within the MABS office, maybe from the facilitators, you know, who are doing a fantastic job as well, you know, from the local authorities, from the central bank, we would be asking the central bank to have the non-bank entities and the bank submit data and have all of it published, because while it remains hidden, we've no concept of the scale of the problem. I mean, we know it's a large-scale problem.
People maybe who are listening to this and are relating to it quite a lot, what would be your advice to them?
I would say don't bury your head in the sand. Hard as it is to face, you aren't alone. And contact MABS, you know, www.mabs.ie. You'll get information there about the local office numbers. Or you can ring our helpline number in 0818 07 2000, and do engage with your lender, because it won't help you to not do so. It just makes things worse. The more that you can engage, the better it'll be in the long run. And keep records of all your calls, and, you know, ask for the person's name, keep copies of letters you send and you receive, and, you know, hopefully over time people will get the help that they need and can move forward out of this, you know, mess that it is.